97.
Parents are voicing their frustration over Joburg's traffic light crisis, which has turned the daily school run into an unnecessary test of endurance. While officials blame criminals for tampering with infrastructure and stealing copper, motorists are left to the mercy of vagrants who are illegally directing traffic through intersections across the city. Hot 107's Tara Penny has more.
Government's failure to ensure we have working robots means that children are having to get up much earlier to sit in unnecessary traffic jams.
I find all of these robots being out on William Nicol. It's the most annoying thing. My kids are always late for school.
Because it's the same robots and the same traffic lights are out continuously.
And what used to be a predictable jaunt to school has now become a protracted test of patience.
It takes us so long to get to school that I actually have to offer her a snack in the car. It's crazy.
I'm a father of three, and to be honest, sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic with three kids going crazy, it's challenging, to say the least.
Mums and dads are having to set earlier alarms.
So obviously we're going to have to try and leave a bit earlier, which is also hard on the kids because now they must be at school nearly 45 minutes before school even starts.
The Gauteng Roads and Transport Department insists plans are in place to solve the crisis. Spokesperson Lissie Bampier has promised we'll be seeing significant improvements over the coming months.
Of course, we do apologise for the inconvenience caused. We are urging the residents to bear with the department as we are attending to the problem. We can assure them that we are not resting on our laurels. We are doing everything that we can.
Tara Penny, Hot 107 News.
Hot 1027.